A great question about energy reciprocation in our business, essentially. Like, for example, when you create content and you put out energy, you watch for which of your content brings energy back, reciprocates energy from the world, from your audience. Because the things that reciprocate energy back is a significant hint or clue or guidepost towards your calling. As I like to think about it, your calling, the famous quote by Frederick Buechner, is where your deep gladness meets the world's great hunger, right? That intersection of what you love to do ideally and what the world really wants at this time, which changes these days by the month, right? But changes on an ongoing basis. So when you give energy out, you give energy out in many different ways, which is needed for you to find what is the next step in your calling. What is purpose with a capital P leading you towards? Purpose is not just, I feel so good about doing this, but no. Well, yeah, maybe, but career purpose, I should say, business purpose, marketing purpose must be that intersection, that sweet spot between I love doing this and they love me doing it. Okay. Because you have so many things you love doing, and the world goes, Puh, I'm not interested. Or your audience, the people you're able to reach, go, I'm not interested. Yeah, that sounds fun for you, but okay. Right. So you give out energy in these different ways. You watch for what energy comes back and go, oh, that one is coming back with a lot of energy. And so this applies whether you are talking about the free content you put out there or whether you're talking about selling something, okay, and making money. Because where does your money come from? Your income comes from the spending of other people. Money doesn't come from some magical manifestation ritual, right? Falls out of the sky. I my manifestation ritual. I did that. I went outside to my mailbox and there was a check there. Yes. Just like the Secret, the movie The Secret, right? No. Well, there's some seed of truth about that, but it's your money comes from other people deciding to spend money with you. And why did they decide to spend money with you? Because they have energy that you have inspired some energy within them. And when the energy is so great or it's framed appropriately, they say, oh, the energy you want back, it's not appropriate for me just to say thank you, but I need to spend money on this thing. Or, oh, that was wonderful. And I would like to participate further. And your requirement for me to participate further is money. Fine, which is how our society works, right? It's capitalism. So that's how I think about energy, right? Energy is not just, it's too simplistic to say, if I give out energy, energy's going to come back. That's true, but it's missing an instruction, which is you give out energy and then you observe where is it coming back? You give out energy, the energy comes back, but you got to know, oh, it's coming from there. Okay, let me lean into that direction to give out more energy. It's the energy signature idea of you are calling out to your soul group in this life. Sorry, not everyone believes in that, but play with that as an idea. No matter what you believe, this is a useful idea. Just imagine you came into this life to play hide and seek. And the game is this. You are supposed to find and express. Now, you don't find, let me correct myself. You do not find your authentic voice. You do not find your authentic voice. You express yourself 1,000 different ways until you notice which one feels more authentic to you. You don't find your authentic voice. You practice and then land on your authentic voice after a lot of trial and error. Okay. So the game is this in this life, right? You come in, you express yourself as many ways as you can, and then you notice which of those ways, ping, ping. Oh, you got a ping back. It's like the radar, right? You came into this life to play radar. And you just radar signals out, out, out. Oh, this one, we got a ping back from this direction. Oh, we got ping. That means something is over there. Let's move our submarine in that direction. Let's ping in that direction more. That's the game we're playing. Oh, there's a soulmate right there. Oh, there's a troll right there. We're going to ping less in that direction. Yeah, we're going to talk less about that. Whenever I talk about, for example, this is why I don't talk about politics. When I talk about politics, I certainly get energy and ping backs. I get a lot of energy back, but it's not the kind of energy I enjoy. It's the energy that's very frustrated, and so I don't ping in that direction anymore. Oh, in this direction, when I ping in this direction, when I talk about this, I like the energy that I get back. That's more likely to be a soul group member right there. Let me keep going in that direction. That's the game we're playing. We're playing hide and seek. We're playing radar. Which analogy do you like better? You can let me know below. And so by doing this, we notice that in our content, we notice that in our offers, and we just keep pinging. Oh, okay. This is what I believe most of us solopreneurs do not do well. Well, we most of us do not test enough of our voices and enough content, enough offers, number one. But number two, most of us do not do a good job of tracking. Ah, that's where the energy was coming back. Let me therefore focus my direction more in that direction. So anyway, that's what you're going to keep getting from me as you watch my videos, is this basic strategy. So I hope this is helpful.